Today, an Ohio woman filed a federal lawsuit against Frontier Airlines, officials at Detroit Metro Airport, and federal authorities, claiming she was unlawfully arrested, detained, and strip-searched because of her ethnicity. Shoshana Hebshi, a freelance journalist, was born in California. Her mother is Jewish and her father emigrated from Saudi Arabia. On September 11, 2011, she flew into Detroit Metro Airport after visiting her sister. When the plane landed, armed agents boarded the plane, handcuffed Hebshi and the two men she was seated next to, and removed them from the plane. Sarah Mehta, a staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan, says it all began when Frontier Airlines contacted federal and state agents at the airport to report what they called suspicious activities on the plane.
Initially, they said that it was two men who had been going to the restroom for allegedly suspiciously long periods of time. They then added that Ms. Hebshi might be with them, apparently just based on her last name and her arbitrary seat assignment. When the plane landed, she was handcuffed, removed at gunpoint, put into a car and driven to a detention facility at the airport where she was held for approximately 4 hours, during which time she was also subjected to a very invasive strip search. Ultimately, she was interrogated and then released with no charges.
At any time was she told why she was being removed from the plane?
No. Ms. Hebshi repeatedly asked the different police officers and other federal agents what was happening, but no one would give her any answers. She was completely baffled and shocked, as she'd been sleeping for most of the plane, hadn't seen anything suspicious, and had no reason to think that she had done anything suspicious.
And what happened to the two men who she was seated next to on the plane?
We understand that both men were also cleared of any suspicious wrongdoing and released at the same time that she was.
What brought this to the attention of the ACLU? How did the ACLU get involved, and what has the ACLU been able to determine about the case so far?
Ms. Hebshi contacted the ACLU, and we'd also learned about it through local media reports soon after the event back in 2011. After we met with Ms. Hebshi, we did a public records request where we got a lot of statements from both Frontier Airlines staff as well as from the state authorities that gave us at least some of the picture as to what happened in those critical hours. After that, we filed an administrative claim under the Federal Tort Claims Act against the federal agencies that were involved, which is the FBI, TSA, Customs and Border Patrol, as well as Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They then had several months, 6 months in fact, to go through her complaint. They ultimately denied it, and after that, we started working to file this lawsuit and get a legal team together to challenge their actions.
Were you able to determine what their reasoning was behind detaining and searching Ms. Hebshi?
We have part of the story at this point, and based on the facts that we have from the statements of the law enforcement officers, the only allegations whatsoever about Ms. Hebshi was that she happened to be sitting in this aisle next to these two men who were allegedly taking too long in the restroom. There were no other facts specific to her or her conduct, and in fact, no one on the airplane had ever alleged that she had done anything suspicious whatsoever. Once Frontier Airlines had provided her name as being possibly with them, federal and state law enforcement, with no further facts about our client, went ahead and arrested and detained and strip-searched her, even though at no time were there any facts linking our client to any criminal activity or suspicious conduct at all.
Now, is there any statute that allows this kind of detention without a factual basis?
No, absolutely not. This is a very clear violation of her federal constitutional rights. And although I think a lot of people after 9/11 believe that their rights have been severely compromised, nothing has happened in the past more than a decade that at all abrogates your very clear constitutional rights.
Was it simply a coincidence that this happened on September 11th, on the 10th anniversary?
I think there was a lot of heightened tension and security and concern because it was the 10th anniversary, and I think that is probably why some of the passengers and even the flight attendants on the airplane first identified this activity of going to the restroom for too long, which might not otherwise have been thought to be suspicious. But from our perspective, what's critical here is that just because it's 9/11 doesn't mean that there's a different standard of probable cause or all of your constitutional rights dissipate. In fact, if anything, it is in these moments of fear and adversity and uncertainty that your rights mean the most. And federal and state law enforcement officers are held to a higher standard. They have to follow constitutional law. They can't simply set that aside because it happened to be the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
So what are the claims that you are making in your lawsuit, and what is the remedy that you're seeking?
We've filed claims based on the racial discrimination that Ms. Hebshi faced against Frontier Airlines. And we've also filed claims against the individuals from the federal and state agencies, both for racial profiling under the Equal Protection Clause, but also for the unlawful arrest, detention, and strip search under the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. This is a damages case, as what happened to Ms. Hebshi is over, but the purpose for us of being involved in a case like this is both to hold these agents and these agencies accountable, to bring to light these horrendous and harrowing experiences that people like Shoshana and others, we assume, have also experienced, and to hope that by doing some of this public education, by showing people what is happening, that we can make sure that this never happens again.
A few minutes ago, I was on the phone with Carl Mayer, who is one of the lead attorneys in the Chris Hedges NDAA lawsuit over Section 1021 of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act about the detention of U.S. citizens. Is this a case that sort of highlights what the dangers of having a statute on the books that would allow for the detention without charge or trial of American citizens represents?
I think that's absolutely correct. This case for us highlights first both the endemic problem of racial profiling, but also the fact that allowing law enforcement officers to abuse their authority to detain and arrest someone with no facts, no allegations of suspicious conduct, is deeply problematic. It obfuscates very clear and important constitutional rights, and it also doesn't make anyone safer. If anything, in fact, it is deeply problematic if law enforcement agencies are diverting their scarce resources and acting on bias instead of evidence and information. No one is safer because of that.
There is a proposed federal law called the End Racial Profiling Act. Would that prevent or at least discourage this kind of behavior by federal law enforcement?
Yes, we think that passing IRPA would be an important step in holding law enforcement agents accountable for continuing to engage in racial profiling. As this case shows very clearly, it isn't just law enforcement, of course, it's also private actors like Frontier Airlines that we are concerned with in terms of their participation in racial profiling. But we definitely think having stronger legislation like the End Racial Profiling Act on the books would go a long way to making sure that incidents like this do not reoccur.
Sarah Mehta is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Michigan.